a greater territorial area than any other part of town. North Dallas was generally thought about within this area that we're talking about now, that perhaps is a 6 to 8 block radius that would cover all of North Dallas and blacks' minds. Of course,
what do you think is about the northern boundary of North Dallas?
Well, now we have more been more prone to call that North Dallas. But usually when we move past Swiss Avenue, I mean Swiss out Lemon, across Oak Lawn, of course, and you have the Oak Lawn area, which is a part of North Dallas. Oak Lawn was a very distinctive part from the rest of Dallas, of course, and Oak Lawn sort of divided what we call North Dallas and Highland Park, either from Oak Lawn to University Park. But it just wasn't related to as being North Dallas.
Okay, would you explain to me what Highland Park and University Park are?
Okay, Highland Park and University Park is, everybody's mind is that everybody that lives in, almost everybody, I'd say that 99 and 44, 100% of the minorities who think about Highland Park and University Park will soon tell you rich white folks live out there. There's only way that you can really say that. That is the best candid way to describe that, and it's the truth.
Yes, that's true. That's right.
I can remember that when in Highland Park, if a black male was caught in Highland Park after the sun went down, he was usually stopped and queried and most likely arrested by Highland Park police because, well, what are you doing out here?
Really great.
I drive out that way occasionally now, and people still give you that old stare of, what are you doing out here? You can read that look all the time.
You must be coming to pick up your wife and cleaning somebody's house or something, huh?
I tell you the damnest thing that happened to me a few nights ago. I was out far north Dallas, LBJ. I was out at a car dealership out there looking at cars. And my car was parked on the street, and I was walking around to get in the car. And there was this old rich white man. He had to be rich. He had a real big Fleetwood Brougham.
Yeah.
Brougham. We call it Brougham.
Okay. Yeah, I got that one down.
Yeah. This cat was a half a block away from me going down the street, and he locked his doors.
I don't believe it.
It hit him, you know, like when he passed by me and gave me that old eagle eye, you know, what are you doing out here? And it hit him, maybe I better lock the door.
Yeah, that looks like a dangerous one.
And I said, damn, how could this cat figure that I'm going to, you know, super black, I had to be.
Yeah.
With my cape on.
Yeah,
try to catch him. Then I was at a service station out there. This dude got out to put some gas in his car. Self-service. He looked over at me, and I'd be damned if he didn't lock his car doors, and he's outside putting gas in the damn thing.
That's funny. That is really funny. Oh, that's good that you got to where you can laugh about that kind of thing. The kind of thing that happens to me, of course it's different, but as a woman, I haven't been able to laugh at some of the stuff that happens to me. Like, I went to the grocery store the other day. Okay, manager, never seen him before. I think he's new. Didn't know him or anything. Anyway, he came up, and I was at the express checkout, you know, the one that he's supposed to do real fast. I stand there, and I was getting annoyed anyway, because they're supposed to be just right there, and I had to wait like 5 minutes or more. And I had two things. And this guy came up and said, he took my money and he rang it up, you know, and he said, will that be all, little lady? And if I had been real fast on the draw, I would have said, that'll be all, little man. But, of course, I didn't think to do that until I got back out to my car. But, I mean, smoke just coming out my ears, and I was just going, it was not funny.
That was either a chauvinistic approach to speaking to a lady, either he